You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Why, oh why, are we playing State Fair music? Can't we save that till we're out there?
No, we got to pump it up now. We don't get to be out there tomorrow.
Pump
so let's
it
get
up.
Excited today, baby!
Pump Woo! It up, Susie! Pump it up! Let's go! Woo! Pump it up! We're going to get to Susie's bike adventure
oh my God.
In moments, but let's paint the picture, too, of off radio. We're in here, the show transitions, and DJ's in here. What's the other guy's name again? He's with Jordana.
Tom.
Tom's in here. Paul Thompson comes in here, PT, right? Comes in, he's looking for an expert on mental health. Is that what it sounded like to you?
Yes. Well, he's got his foundation, the Livin' Foundation, very serious, very important thing that he's very passionate about.
Right.
It's all about mental health and got some sort of event coming up, it sounded like, and he's looking for a good speaker.
He first starts talking to Adam about it, and Susie being Susie just jumps right in the conversation.
I will do it!
I will do it! I can do it! Is that a fair assessment? Like, right away, I'll do it.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Did I say I'll do it?
Oh, yes. Pick me.
Yeah, pick me. How much money and how many vacation days do I get if I do this? And then PT, one of the sweetest, nicest men you're ever going to meet, is like, well, I'm kind of sort of looking for an expert in this area.
He said, I don't want to knock you. Well, you knocked me.
Well, he's looking for, like, somebody,
Paul
you know, this
Thomas.
Is their job, I think, right?
Yes.
But he wanted a celebrity.
I don't think he ever said that in any way.
Okay.
Right?
But I do know many people in that field that I could have been helpful.
So you're just going to go there saying, because I know people in the mental health field, you should listen to me?
Yeah. I guess. And then
I think they're looking for like a doctor, like a specialist. So Susie's going to go, I've had a lot of therapy.
I have had a lot of therapy. I'm on a lot of different medications to help me behave the way I do.
The first question is going to be, you know, I'm really struggling with this. And you know what, Dave, you know what Susie's going to say? Suck it up.
You think you got problems?
Honestly, what the?
Let me tell you about my life.
What is wrong with you? I mean, honestly, look at these losers I work with. How about you? What's your topic? That's embarrassing, you know? I mean, there wouldn't be a lot of touchy-feely, would there, at this event, Dave?
No.
So you're out. I think BT...
I guess I don't get to be involved in that fundraiser.
I don't think.
Whatever. Come and go.
So we see each other, okay,
in the
today.
Kitchen. In the commissary.
In the commissary, where I assume you're leaving a bowl.
Yeah, how's the
microwave?
And, of course, even though it says, please, please, please. Is it three pleases?
Three pleases. Don't three leave please. Your dishes in the
don't
sink.
Don't leave the dishes.
But, you know, my oatmeal bowl has to soak.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. There's this concept called dish soap. and a little scrubbing, and it comes out right away.
And there is a little scrubber in there.
There is a scrubber in there. There's dish soap in there. And even though there's the triple please, you don't care.
You know, Chad, you've known me a long time.
I mean, you know me. I follow all the rules here.
Yeah, you do. I don't. And I'm going to get better.
Anybody thinks I follow all the rules here? I just took pictures when we were supposed to take the pictures like 7 months ago. So that'll
pictures to put your face up at the fair?
No, something down the hall.
The halls of CCO.
The halls, like we have a lot of people here.
We get to walk by his photo every
day. When are they
going to
do that?
Oh, Lord. I hope.
Give me a break. Let's get new carpet before we check.
I will turn my picture over. Okay.
No, we need new carpet. Have you been upstairs? It smells.
Carpet? We need a new building. This thing needs to just implode. And you know what? Nobody's down in Cambria. I bet Marty's got some nice insurance.
Marty wouldn't care.
I think he'd like his Cambria stuff out, just a hunch.
It'll probably still be there. It's like 400 pounds of those slabs.
Strong. That's how good Cambria is.
I know.
It can last
through a bomb.
If this thing is firebombed,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
So this place is a dump. So you approach me
yes.
about one of your ventures today. We're going to tease it.
Oh,
we're going to tease it because normally we fall too far behind. We're going to do a dual segment here.
A dual?
Mm-hmm. Also, I, on yesterday's show, read the State Fair lineup, the guest lineup.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Very impressive. Credit to Dave. We've lost two guests since then.
Heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters. One, I can't even explain why we've lost this guest. I'll just say I called this guest and made it clear that I think it's ridiculous that we've lost the guest for this reason.
Are you going to share the guest's name? Are we going to publicly?
I'm giving the guest until Friday because the guest is going to be at the fair. So I'm narrowing it down. If you listened yesterday, okay, you'll know it's a Friday guest.
If guest reconsiders, you won't publicly shame?
Wow, that's called, like, blackmail or whatever.
No, I'm going to shame either way. So either way.
Do I know this person?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The reason is absurd. Correct?
Remember, you still want him to try to come on the show.
Everyone has their reasons, Chad. Who am I to say which are better than others?
I'll just say if you've listened to me over the years, and you know the great philosopher Sam Cassell, okay? And maybe a soundbite our great friend El Duguay once found. I'm not going to give any more, but just think of the El Duguay soundbite during the great playoff run when Sam was commenting about life away from basketball. Is that a fair assessment, Dave?
That sounds right.
Then Governor Walz, who has not been on this show in how long?
Quite a while.
2 years?
Yeah.
It was State Fair 2 years ago. Yeah.
He was running, right?
So yes, yes. It was, it was the
last year.
Walz-Jensen election.
Yeah. That's in 22,
yes,
ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
Oh, right.
That's the last time Governor Walz. No, I think we had him one other time. But it's been a long time.
Let's just say it's been 8 years.
Yeah, let's live forever. We've tried persistently. And the governor's found other places to make his appearances.
Other shows.
He may like some of those questions, potentially. I don't know. So we're going to have Governor Walz on, and then guess what?
What?
No, we're not.
Oh.
Out. Right?
Darn.
So.
Maybe a different day. You never know.
I hope it still happens. I'd like him to break the news. Now that he's blown us off, at least temporarily. He has to break the news on this show.
That he's running?
Yeah.
Or not running?
Or not running. Either one. He has to break the news. So I want you to tell me, 651-461-9226, two heavy hitters out of the show lineup for the fair. Who should we blame? Right and wrong answers. Temporarily, maybe getting both back. Who knows? You never know. I am fairly persuasive on guests, would you say?
People don't like to say no to you.
Yes. I sometimes pull things out of the fire. I also am very good at putting myself in the fire and getting myself in trouble.
You're good at guest shaming is what you're doing.
I do. I do. So I'd like you to respond, correct or incorrect answers, because right now, Kira Harrigan is number one on the list.
Well, that's not kind.
His daughter, who is an angel, but she was sick yesterday, and Dave wasn't here. And if Dave would have been here, I'm saying the guests would not have fluttered and left the nest. Wow. Unlike the ospreys, which we'll get to at some point. So right now, Kira's five, right?
She's eight.
She's eight?
She's the older one.
Yeah, I know. I get the, I'm sorry, Molly's.
No, you care. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, not right now. I'm blaming her. And as I told you on the phone, right now she should be in timeout because I'm blaming her. Your sweet eight-year-old daughter for losing two of our guests.
There's a chance she is in timeout, and I have nothing to do with it. Yeah. I don't know
Susie?
What's going on at home.
Susie, does that seem fair?
I think that's fair. And when she gets a teenager, just make her be grounded for a week for something she did when she was eight.
That sounds great.
Well, I'm not waiting for that. Right now.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
All right.
No playground for Kira for the entire school year unless these two guests come through. Fair?
Let her know.
Let her know. She'll be devastated. Who else can we, or more in particular, me, blame for at least temporarily losing, as Burns, you would say, two big knocker guests? And it was one, who doesn't want to see two big knockers at the fair? Come on. We all do. So who you got, right, wrong, absurd, you name it, who we blame, and then we need to get to Susie's bike adventure. 651-461-9226. You know who I don't blame? I don't blame my insurance when I reach out to them. Now, I might blame the circumstances for what's happened if some knucklehead drives in to the car or the kid. Now, they're off my insurance now, but years ago, if the kid called me and said, got in another accident, or if a tree falls in the house, I'm not going to be happy, but I'm going to feel somewhat assured that I can call my friend Amber Scholl with Team Scholl and American Family and know I am fully covered throughout and I have the best rates possible and have a team I can reach out to. American Family is a very successful company in the insurance business, but you know what you want? You want a local office. I don't think you just want, okay, I got nobody to talk to. I just want 1-800. And you got to do some of that, but you also want a team. And that's what Amber has. Number of employees, an office which has been around for multiple decades, but Amber's been running the last couple of years, and she's been, at the office for 15 years. How do you get a hold of Amber and American Family? TeamScholl.com. It's worth the website and a call just to check on what you have. Good people there, professional. You're going to find out what, maybe that you're in a great position or maybe you should change. TeamScholl.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susie J. Joe.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Joe.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susie, that's Susie Joe.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Joe. It's time for Susie Joe.
Among the folks getting blamed, Biden. The poll ads. The twins, Jesse Ventura, Tucker Carlson, Arnie Carlson, all those folks getting blamed. Keep them coming. We've at least temporarily lost two top guests from our state fair lineup. Whose fault is it? Certainly not ours. I mean, Dave, not ours. No.
No, 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 no.
We don't like to look in the mirror.
No, we point the finger.
So Susie's going to take a one of those lime bikes today.
Is that, yes.
Yep. Okay, so paint the picture.
So I had that in my mind. Because I like taking those Lime bikes. You know, you scan them and then you jump on and pretty easy.
Yep.
Remember, I fell off one downtown.
I see. You had an issue not that long
ago. Yeah, not too long ago. I was injured. Anyway,
how many days was that off?
I had 4 days off to recover.
Six weeks.
Shut up. Anyway, so I went on my phone. Okay, my trusty phone. I look up Lime, and on the little Lime map, it shows you where these Lime bikes are.
So ballpark, how far from the house?
A mile and a half. Do you know where the Jewish Community Center is? Sabra, it's on Cedar Lake Road, kind of tucked back by Lifetime.
I do.
I thought I could take that. That's not a bad walk.
Yeah. What's your address again?
I'm in St. Louis Park near Costco.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I saw it, and I'm like, okay, cool, I can do that.
And you're going to take that to work?
I'm going to walk there, get a nice brisk walk in, then I'm going to jump on that and come downtown. I left early. I got up earlier than normal today.
Yeah.
I felt like, hey.
I'm going to show up at work on time.
Yeah. I'm going to show up on time and I'm going to get some steps in.
Yeah.
So I get to the spot on the dumb Lime map that says there's supposed to be a bike there.
Yeah.
There's not.
And how long, the mile and a half took you, how long?
Gosh, I don't know, 40, 45, maybe an hour. I mean, because I think I left with an hour and a half to get to work, which is a pretty good amount of time.
Right.
Well, now there's no bike.
No bike.
And I'm walking and walking, and now I'm on the path, that
trail.
Did
you secure the bike for the bike to stay there?
No. I mean, I just thought I'll run into it.
Okay.
But anyway, now there's no bike.
Yeah.
And I'm walking. I'm like, I got to get off this trail. I'm going to pass out. I got to get to where there's civilization.
Yeah.
If anybody knows that, you're in the middle of nowhere. You can't get help down there. So I get up, and I go up, and now I'm walking, and I get over by Cedar Lake Road, and then I'm on Franklin, and I look up, and I walked to Cedar Lake. So now I'm on Franklin. I'm like looking at the lake. I'm like, well, what's up with this?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking
Where did this lake come from? Yeah.
And I'm.
Did you think about jumping in?
I did. Cool yourself down.
Oh, my
goodness. There were people paddleboarding. I'm like, you know what? I am dying here. I got to take a dip.
Yeah.
But mostly I was like, I got to Uber, man. I'm never getting to work because I could see downtown.
Because you've never showed up late for work.
Shut up. That's another story in my life. Anyway, so I start walking.
Lindsay texts me ballpark. How many times Susie has arrived on time for work?
Dave Josephson asked me today how often, because I said I think I pissed some people off for being. Let me finish. So I'm considering taking Uber at this point.
Can I also remind folks that you recently screwed up daylight savings time?
That was horrible.
You showed up, what, like an hour and a half?
Yeah, that was bad. I should have been fired for that. I believe if I was in charge of me.
That's not even on the list. Okay. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so now I'm sweating. I'm at Cedar Lake. I'm dying. Yes. I'm afraid for my safety because I think I might be having a stroke. And guess what's there?
A bike. Oh, a Lime bike?
A Lime bike. And I saw it and I was like, oh, thank God, a Lime bike. So I, you know, it's easy. You scan, you jump on. And I was like, heaven. And I was, you know, you don't have to pedal. You just hit that little button, right? And off I go. And there's
Lindsay has added, by the way, he no longer remembers when your on-time arrival is because it's so optional for you now.
It has become somewhat of a guidepost.
Ballpark General. Is she here for the noon update? Great. Okay.
That's all we
can. So now, okay, you're on the Lime bike.
And the breeze is in my hair, and I'm like, this is heaven. And I take my earbuds out because I don't want to, you know, it's kind of dangerous. You shouldn't do that.
Are you pedaling on your own?
No. I'm resting. I'm so tired and hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
So I get almost downtown on the Cedar Lake Regional path.
Takes you right here.
Right? Well, guess what? It's closed down by almost downtown. Because of light rail. They haven't done anything on Southwest Light Rail for 400 years, but now today.
You know, the tough break, Dave, is Susie's not in the news business, so she wouldn't know this.
Yeah, it's never been reported.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, what the hell? How am I going to
navigate this?
Get downtown.
Yeah.
So I turn my bike around. And
now you're pedaling.
I'm pedaling, and I'm back to where I started.
Back at Cedar Lake?
Yeah, where I got on. And then I see a road. I'm like,
a road.
I'm getting off this stupid trail. I'm going on a road. So I went on a road and I got all the way. And then I stopped because I was going to pass out and I punched into my phone. Bicycle directions to 625 Second Avenue South. And then I made my way downtown and I was late 20 minutes. And Lindsay texted me and said,
counts as early.
That's for you. That's very early.
Lindsay says, you okay? You seem to be missing. That was 10:20. So I get into work, and I start to tell my story, and I think Steve Simpson, my colleague, didn't want to hear one word.
He's heard enough of your stories.
He has.
He was here at like 3 in the morning,
yes,
and here's another Susie rigmarole.
Yes.
I just want to get out of here.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he has no leeway. Like, he can't just lollygag and saunter in here.
Yeah, he's got a hard shift. I mean, he's on the air.
Yes, he doesn't have the capacity to go, maybe I'll be 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
What the heck? So the 5 o'clock's a little wacky.
Where's the bike right now?
It's out in front of the station.
It's out in front of the station.
Yeah.
As of 2 hours ago.
Yeah, we got here. Yeah. But guess what? I walked. I have my little app on my phone, my heart monitor. I walked almost 7,000 steps.
Very impressive.
6,900 steps. So that is good exercise.
That's very good exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I sweat so much, do I dare say, my undergarments were so sweaty, I just took them off.
You took off the bra?
Yep. I have no bra on right now.
No bra. Mm-mm. Free the nipple.
But I have a little top on, so it's not like I'm flaunting it.
Yeah.
I'm not like, you know, Carly Simon from the 70s.
Simon. Very current reference. Jesus, I didn't realize Adam had joined the conversation.
But you know,
he would have went with Betty Gable, you know.
My point is, I look respectable. I've fixed up my makeup. I brushed my hair.
You look great.
Thank
okay.
you. But I was very, very, very
flustered.
Yes. Flustered. Especially when I couldn't figure out how to get downtown.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Dave, we would have, if Susie's missing, do we do the show or do we stop the show and go looking for her?
No, I think we just pack it up for the day and say, tune in to Jason.
Yeah.
I heard you're missing. That's what Lindsay wrote.
I heard you're missing. Thank
All right.
you.
Yes, I'm glad I'm here.
Yes. Susie back with us for the 1 o'clock news update. Rena Sargentopoulos in a couple moments. Mentioned a couple other guests. Tom Hauser. Kristen Robbins. We've said this for a while. All signs were she's running for governor. She announced it today. We'll have to get a couple of the sound bites, Dave, from her two-minute announcement on Twitter. You can see it there. Plenty of stories about it already. And she also adds, I am the only candidate who can beat Tim Walz. What does Tom Hauser think about Robin's chances? Joins multiple other people in the field. And also, which way does Tom think Governor Walz is leaning? Is he really still assessing? Is he really assessing? Or has he already decided and he's waiting for the proper time to announce? Plus, Capitol Security. They debated that today. So our guy Hauser, 105. And then we're still waiting to see where things might go with Putin, Zelensky, Trump, European leaders, ceasefire, peace agreement. So former Biden National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who was right in the middle of this for years, Jake Sullivan returns the show at 2:05 on the home of the Twins, CCO. I will return to the conversation now about Aquarius. And yes, the fair starts tomorrow. Twins game. So we'll be out there Friday. We'll be out there in the next 6 days. We have 30-minute show Monday on Labor Day. I might be willing to do it, Dave. Are you committed for the 30-minute show Monday?
Might be able to join for 30.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's commit. But we're not going to the fair. Not for 30. So Aquarius, a very successful Minnesota company, they want to have a state fair special. They have a great state fair special. 36 months, 0% financing based on credit approval for what? If you, through Aquarius, purchase a new AC and furnace. Yeah, Aquarius is way more than just water. And again, the water is amazing. Get to that in a second. But yeah, if you're uncertain about your AC or furnace, I know you're not turning your furnace on a lot right now. Maybe you will if you're in northern Minnesota this weekend with some of the highs in the upper 50s. This is the time. 36 months, 0% APR, based on credit approval. You can also go to Aquarius for what they're known for. How about that Connecticut drinking water system? Every day I drink from that if I'm home. I drink from that fabulous Connecticut drinking water system, get that great water. Laundry this morning as I was prepping. Yeah, water softener, so I know that water is very good. I also know it's very good when Q and I showered. I know it was good last night when I ran the dishes. Earning the right to be recommended. That's what Aquarius is all about. They can help you out, including they helped me out last week when we had a big plumbing issue. And a little bridal party for my son and his fiance, and the plumbing didn't work. So we got a hold of Aquarius right away. They're that good. AquariusHomeServices.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I mean, no exaggeration. Thousands and thousands will gather in the barn to see you, and I'm hoping to every single one of them, you'll repeat one of those quotes, stand 11 feet away from me. Every time someone approaches you at the fair. Dave, can we just, could you try that for 10 minutes, and whether I record it or Dave records it, we just post that online. Hi, Rena, I'm a big fan. Okay, that's nice. Get back 9 more feet right now, and we'll continue this conversation.
You think that's what I'm going to say?
I'm hopeful. Dave, aren't you hopeful?
Oh, gosh.
That'd be very nice. And if you'd start with everything with, hi, I'm Rena.
I'm going to start the newscast that way. You have to admit, how many awesome fair stories do you have over the years of things that have happened that have been absolutely insane?
dozens and dozens and dozens.
Yes.
Because the overwhelming majority of the people are kind, respectful, wait their turn, and then you get enough of the outliers, and you're like, why in the hell am I here? Is that a fair assessment?
That's a fair assessment.
Fair assessment. Okay. So we have a Twins game tomorrow. So we miss one of the days of the great get-together. Will you be out there 7 days? 8 days?
7 days.
Seven days. So Thursday, Friday, and then Monday through Friday. What about Labor Day? Dave, don't you think Rena should be out there on Labor Day also?
That would be great, yes. The people would love it.
It's a big day at the fair.
We've never done Labor Day out at the fair.
That's beautiful.
I don't know why.
Because we all go there enough, and we deserve the break from going out there. It's a long run. I mean, again, it's close. This isn't quite the Ukrainians fighting off Russia. This isn't descending upon D-Day. You know, this isn't.
Well, now I feel bad.
This isn't living in Gaza.
Please.
But it's cumbersome. It is cumbersome.
It's cumbersome. Cumbersome,
yeah.
Is right.
And I did
your biggest issue. Like for me, honestly,
Dave,
it is the traffic.
It's Dave. That's my biggest. Well, that's my biggest
issue.
You
deal with him every day anyway. What that's true. Does that matter? Okay.
I'm lucky enough. We do have media parking by the closed circuit, Brad. I need my parking. I need my tickets. It's the unexpected events on the way there, right? Where you leave and sometimes it's an hour and 45 minutes. I will say this.
Yep.
There was a former employee who worked here and may have worked at a time when the parade played a part. Okay?
Yeah.
Is the parade still at 2 o'clock, I think? Don't we have two runs of the parade?
Sounds right.
The lot is closed from 1 to 3, I believe.
Yeah. And this particular host started screaming at our then promotions director that you needed to change the time of the parade so I can get out here in time, and I can't say for what, because it would give it away too much, but for her responsibility. And I just stood there for about a minute while listening to this berating and finally proceeded to say, are you bleepity bleep kidding? You think, and it's my friend Amy, and I know Amy listens sometimes, you think she has the power to cancel the parade that's been going on for an hour? Calm down. And I walked
out. For an hour. It's been going on for 120 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's been going on forever. And that was delicious. That was delicious to see that one in particular. So, and then I'm not going to say, but you do have a place to hide. You have a little secret hiding place. Can I go into the secret hiding place at least once this year?
Yes, of course you can. Of course you can.
Yeah. And
I will bring you in. There ain't much to see.
No. I don't think I've ever been there. Majors taunted me at times about it. Bell threatened. Shaver's like, no. I mean, Shaver's like it's, you know.
You don't care.
The vault. You know, I mean, I can't go there. So, and also it seems like your secret hiding spot, Dave, I don't know if you see this. I feel like the care employees come out like in mass. Like it's almost like a sports team coming out. It's rarely just one care employee coming out. It's like five care employees emerge from their bunker.
To be fair, it is where we hold our pre-show meetings. So all of us need to be there.
Yeah.
Judgy Judgerson.
I know a lot of you, okay? And a lot of you go in there saying, I have got to get away from what's going on here. So I don't think it's always, we're planning the newscast, you know, like it's, you know, scientific work. It's get me.
What are we going to do today? Read the thing? Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. Wait a second. I know what we'll do. Oh, we'll start at 4. We'll tell people to clap, and then I'll read the prompt.
Hey, let's do weather today. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Then do we still have Barry Zavan? No, he's gone. He's gone. How about Tom Ryder? He's gone. Let's go to, I don't even know the sports guy's name, but let's go. Sports guy, you go ahead. Have we summed up what are the Care 11 meetings right now?
The silence you hear is me hanging up on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Won't be the first or last woman to hang up on me. I mean, come on, I'm experienced in that way. All right, let's put her on hold. Thank you. You didn't have to confirm that so quickly. I mean, you didn't have to, you know, I have feelings. I have feelings. Okay, put her on hold. Let me talk. Pella. Pella's involved in the state fair business, too. Said, au contraire, we're going to jump into the deals. First of all, the window and door company is uber competitive. If you last for 5 to 10 years in this business, that's a good run. How about 100 years? That's where Pella's at. You can track them down right now. PellaNorthland.com. 100 years, and they're going to jump in and try to bring you to their company with this deal. 72 months, 0% APR, or 20% off your Pella project for the best windows in the business. Phenomenal warranties. They'll work with any budget, any style. When you go to PellaNorthland.com, sign up, and they'll come out to your house, your cabin, condo. What does that cost? $100,000, $500,000, $0. By the way, they're not going to be the goofballs that say every window has to go. No, they'll be giving an honest appraisal, and they might say, hey, you're in great shape. Maybe one adjustment here. If you want to see a showroom, you can. Where Dave's at in Woodbury, where I'm at in Plymouth. You think they set that up solely just around the show?
They had to.
I'm sure they did. I am in a house with great Pella windows and doors, and I wouldn't make a single change. Great company. Good people. PellaNorthland.com. Rena, we daily, selected by Dave, if I offer any suggestion, Dave, go ahead and
stay in your lane.
Stay in my lane,
sir.
That's what I'm told. We have a bumper music theme. Would you like to guess the bumper music theme today off that selection, Dave? Do you want to remind Rena of that selection?
That would be the Rolling Stones playing Paint It Black.
I have no idea.
I have the winner. I believe I have it. The President of the United States has told Kristi Noem that the Great Wall that we're building on the border should be painted black so it gets hotter to further tell the folks who are trying to come in illegally, it's going to burn you.
Thank you. Congratulations. We have painting music today.
Painting
music.
Oh, boy. Painting music. Okay. Wedding planner reveals the unnecessary things that most couples waste money on when planning a wedding. Text me right now. You've attended a wedding. You think back to your own wedding. Where did you waste money? I'll give you some of the ones that the wedding planner is going to offer up. But again, you've attended a wedding. You think of a wedding. Maybe you think of your seven weddings. I don't know. Whatever you do, you. Where did you waste money? 651-461-9226. I think the most obvious answer, Dave, would be the concept. Because yes. You ended up getting divorced.
The rings.
You know, the partner. You know, that might be there. The first one on the list, Rena, party favors. Party favors, the wedding expert tells Absolutely Business, they're always a waste. Always a waste. Thinking of your many weddings as you've attended, party favors, waste or not a waste?
Waste, for sure. Like, zero offense to you, but I don't want a magnet on my refrigerator that says Jimmy and Jane 2015.
That's it. Dave, I'm with her 100%.
One good party favor was a deck of cards for everybody. Had the bride and groom's name on it.
Deck of cards?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Your frugality is really showing here.
Well, I didn't get it.
Deck of cards. What do they cost?
Our favors were way cheaper than
that.
What
do they cost? 19 cents? I mean,
it has to be expensive, but I still have the deck of cards line.
What did you have, Dave? It never even occurred to me to have party favors.
Our wedding was in January, obviously cold.
So galoshes?
Packs of hot chocolate with marshmallows and things.
I like that. You know me, I'm team hot chocolate. I would like a full set of golf clubs the next wedding I go to. Yeah. And I'd like, you know.
Better be your own, because who else is paying for that?
Yeah, I'd like the PXG rep. I'd like Ty Munichy to be right there. Champagne, upper-end champagne, the wedding planner suggests. Nobody cares. Now, if DeRush is listening, he is a champagne connoisseur.
Loves the bubbles.
Oh, boy.
He loves the bubbles. Boy. You know, he often just has it for lunch. You know, on a Tuesday, you know, he and Alyssa.
Caviar.
You know, caviar. That's how he rolls.
Brushes his teeth with it.
Yeah.
Gargles.
He's got 19 homes in the area. Champagne. Do you care much about the spendy champagne, Rena?
No. I think there's probably three people at your wedding that would know the difference.
The open bar. The wedding planner says, this is where the wedding planner's wrong.
Nope.
The wedding planner says you should go for a signature cocktail rather than letting your guests drink the bar dry. No, suck it up. Maybe you have to limit the amount of time, you know? But come on, have the open bar.
I agree with you. I hate to say this out loud, but I think it's completely tacky when people have a cash bar at their wedding.
How about, I think we had a story earlier this week about tips. The bartender is working your wedding and she or he has a tip jar at the wedding. Is that tacky?
I don't know. Good question. I guess not. I mean, we tipped the wait staff and the bartenders at our wedding, but I don't remember if they put out more.
Dave?
I guess it's probably tacky.
Tacky or not?
I think it is a little tacky.
Yeah.
I think people, so too. If people are going to get a drink and they want a tip, they can slide you a
buck.
They
can do it.
And you can have the tip jar behind the bar.
Yeah. Well, I think most people are going to do it. This person says, if you're setting up a 5-course meal, calm down. 3-course meal is good enough. I agree 1,000%.
Yeah.
This doesn't have to be a 10-course meal. Come on. Calm down.
We had heavy apps.
Nothing wrong with that.
We had a late wedding. We didn't get married until like 5:30 at night, and then we went over, and so hope you ate before you came, folks, because a Greek wedding's a long one, too.
5:30? What time did the ceremony finish? 10?
I don't remember. No, it was like an hour.
Jeez, get out of here. That's way too long. All right, we got to go. Have fun at the fair, and I'll see you. I'm going to try to break into that secret room.
All right, see you there.
Tom Hauser's with us next. Do we have the next governor in the race? We'll discuss after CBS and Susie on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.